Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. There is no doubt that NPR's Tiny Desk has become a bit of a juggernaut in the music world. Landing a gig at the famed desk has become a sign that you have made it for many musicians. That's probably one of the reasons the annual Tiny Desk contest is so popular. Artists at any level, they're able to submit a video performance of one of their songs for that chance to perform on Tiny Desk. And for the first time ever, the public radio audience gets to have a say. 45 artists were singled out of more than 7,000 entries this year across the country, and the audience was encouraged to vote for their favorite, including Sacramento's own The Philharmonic. Voting ended Monday, but as we wait for the results, we welcome Christian Gates, aka The Philharmonic, who joins us in studio today. You are one of the 45 out of more than 7,000. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's an exciting time.
It is. And I can completely understand why. We're going to listen to that song. You did a fabulous job. Let's start from the beginning. I know you've been to Insight before, but if people are just meeting you right now, where did the Philharmonic come from? What's the origin story?
When I was 23 years old, I was inspired by my grandfather's passing to really pursue music, becoming my own artist, becoming my own producer. Even though I had a very vast background in music, I wanted to expand on that through self-expression. And so I decided to say, I'm not going to do the regular 9-to-5 jobs anymore. I'm really going to pursue this.
When did you start, I guess, becoming a fan of Tiny Desk? What does it mean to you?
I became a fan of Tiny Desk when I first heard about it, probably back in 2015 when Fantastic Negrito won it. And over the years, I got to learn more and more about the contest, and I saw all artists across America enter this contest in a way that there wasn't really a roadblock. All you had to do is bring yourself and bring your best. And for me, I felt like eventually I could do that. So my first submission was in 2018. And for 6 years, I felt like I didn't have anything to submit. And then this year, I was like, I have an idea.
And it was a great idea. I love the music video, and we'll talk about it. And we also have a link to it as well on our Insight page. For me as well, like, my gateway to NPR was actually NPR Music. It was Tiny Desk or listening to modern music on NPR. And that's what led me into public radio. We're going to listen to your recent submission on Tiny Desk, but let's go back to the first time. I mean, what happened during that process? How do you reflect on the first time you submitted a video to Tiny Desk?
I was doing a lot of things in the dark, experimenting. I think I was watching a lot of the videos, and I was looking at them. It was just behind a video. There really wasn't big production value behind it. It was just artists showing up as themselves in the rawest form possible. And so I did that with what I felt was representative of the message that I wanted to put out to the world. So I brought my friend, Ann Yes, who was a poet, and we focused.
You've been on Insight too.
Yeah. We focused on mental health awareness for that one. So we put a lot of posters. We did it at Soul Collective. We put a lot of posters around the room, set the piano up, and started to record. And I really wasn't aiming for like any wins back then. I just wanted to put my foot in the door.
Yeah, and create, you know, and experiment and enjoy it. So the song that you submitted is What's It All Mean? What's the message behind the song?
The message behind the song is sometimes in life, nothing makes sense. And it can become redundant. It can become meaningless at times. And, you know, I think it's okay for these things to be that way, especially if you remove like how you think life is supposed to be, because life will always bring us through its ups and downs and ebbs and flows that changes our perspective on what life means to us. And I feel like I was going through an existential crisis and didn't understand anything. And I feel like as I get older, I get more comfortable in myself, yet my perception of reality is I don't know, you know? So this song is really just a testament to that.
Yeah, and the I don't know is really profound. You know, I think that takes wisdom to get to that point as well. Well, let's take a listen to part of What's It All Mean? I gotta say, this was the best start to my day today, was listening to your song.
Thank you.
It was wonderful. And I love the music video. I mean, you're talking about the 9 to 5. It is so creative how you came up with this video. It's like you're working in an office, your backup singers, your musicians, a lot of other people as well, extras. How did you come up with that concept?
When I was releasing my most recent album, Chironic, which was released back in July of 2023, I wanted to make this album roll out as big as possible. Throughout my years as a musician, I felt like what I was lacking was a brand and a story that took my talent to a level of, you know, perception that really just had a universal, timeless message. I felt like I was making a lot of great music and good music. But it was more of a showcase of my talent instead of an intention. And so I wanted to focus on intention. And so my friend Elwin and I and Devon Whitaker, who is the videographer and director in this video, and Elwin, who's the creative director, we sat down together and we planned it out, where it was like we brainstormed a lot of ideas, and you know, we brainstormed through a few ideas, some of them were like eh, and then we came across this idea, and for some reason this profoundly simple idea was something I looked over for years, and when I finally got the point, I said, this is what we're going to run with. And every video on my album is going to be around this guy in a suit. Everything I do is work, you know? And we made a music video, which was before this. I was already in the office. I was already in the suit. And I felt like I wanted to do something specifically for this contest that really encapsulated the concept. I felt like, you know, getting a good song out there is great, but I wanted to have my art transcend just the music itself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it did. And it also took a community to make it happen. I mean, when watching the music video, I saw your mug is All City Writers. Yeah. The Sacramento arts community is tight-knit. And when reading your description of what it took to make this happen, that people showed up, and you really see that when we watch your music video, just the outpouring of community that turned up for you.
Yeah, and that for me was the most beautiful and humbling moment. I told everybody beforehand, like, I have not a single dollar to my name, but I have this huge vision that can make it really far if we all commit to it. I just need you guys to trust me. And there wasn't a single person within a 50-mile radius, I feel like, that was hesitant. They were like, let's go, let's do it. Let's get ready to go. Let's make this happen. And so it was the most important aspect of things, because this was a concept that was much larger than life and much larger than one person being able to fulfill it. And so I'm eternally grateful for everybody in Sacramento that came together to make this happen.
And I think it also just shows how much people care and love you, because not everyone only has 24 hours in a day, you know, and the fact that you didn't get a no means, you know, how much you mean to people. Finally, what happens next with Tiny Desk? When do you find out? Do you know? Are you in the dark, or do you have a little clue that you can share with us?
I mean, I'm having my fingers crossed at the moment. We're hoping and praying. I don't know what's going on currently at the moment. I know they just released the fan favorite, and it was No Big Deal, so congrats to No Big Deal. And right now, they haven't really announced the winner for it, so right now we're just waiting and crossing our fingers and being patient and making sure the anxiety doesn't overtake us.
I hope so too, and our fingers are crossed for you. The Philharmonic, thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh yeah, thank you for having me.
That is Christian Gates, aka The Philharmonic, the only artist from Sacramento selected for the fan favorite vote as part of this year's Tiny Desk contest from NPR, selected 45 out of more than 7,000 entrants across the country. And we're going to hear more of what it all means as we close our show. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to reach out to us, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Sarit Leshinsky and Jen Picard. Our digital producer is Chris Feltz. Our audio engineer is Steven Starbuck. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. And our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you back here Monday. Yeah,